Hi again, it's Jill Geisler. I'm recording this podcast in early December of 2014, but the year doesn't matter. It's the fact that it's early December, a time for managers to do an end-of-the-year checkup while they still have time for the things that are time-sensitive and other things that are simply timeless for leaders. Here are some things I think you ought to look at. Number one, check your budget. In that budget, there might be use it or lose it money if your budget runs on a calendar year, and you don't want to lose it because you've been too busy to think about it. What could you spend it on, perhaps this year on training, or what could you prepay for some expenses for the year ahead? And then take a look at that budget while you're in there. Look at your budget categories. What's your story for this year? Where did you spend more or not spend any more than you had planned? What patterns have you seen, and how can that affect your planning and priorities for the year ahead? Number two, check your team. Look back over the year. What is the overall story for you and your group? Was it a year of accomplishment or challenge or resistance or resilience? You need to tell that story. Help people get over the bad parts, reframe them as a challenge, or celebrate the best of the year. And then ask yourself, about that team, who haven't I spent true quality time with in a while? Oftentimes it's your highest performers. You know, they don't make a lot of noise, and sometimes they don't get listened to as a result. And what about your new hires? Are they still happy they signed on? Are they being challenged? Is the job what they thought it was going to be? And then think about the ones who got away. Is there anything you could have done to have kept good employees from leaving? Next, look at your tools and your training. Over the past year, you might have introduced new hardware or software. Look at who's using it well and perhaps people who've resisted. How can you help people get over the hump of learning new things? Do they need some additional coaching? Could your early adopters help you in that? And what about training? Have you had a chance to really do the training you want this year? You might not have a big budget, but you have talented people within your organization that you might be able to call on. And finally, look in the mirror. Now, I say that because so often managers focus on everyone else and they neglect themselves. You may be 24/7 these days because of being connected digitally to your office and to your team. So ask yourself, have you really taken good care of yourself? Have you recharged your batteries? And have you really learned to delegate to others so you can step back and rest and de-stress? Have you had a chance to learn something new that makes you feel smarter or happier? And if you haven't done that this year, then how are you going to make it real? Schedule it. Pledge to yourself you'll do it in the year ahead. And now, as you do all of this review, there is one more thing I want you to think about. Are you doing it alone? And if so, why? You have other people, sub-managers, employees of influence, or even friends or mentors who should go through that list with you, talk it through, ask you good questions, because in the end, management can be a lonely challenge, but not if you find a way to build allies, mentors, relationships, and what I like to call safe venting zones, the place where you can just talk with someone who understands you and your role and will let you vent if you need to, challenge you if they think you're wrong, and coach you along the way. Well, that's my advice for almost the end of the year, and I also want to advise you of a few other things. If you need to reach me, my email address is jill@jillgeisler.com. I also have a website, jillgeisler.com. There's a Facebook page for the book Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, and there I post articles of interest all the time. And you can always find good management things to read at the website for pointer.org of the Pointer Institute. Put all of that on your list for the year ahead as well, and I wish you the best. I'm Jill Geisler. Take care.